This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper says the country needs to do more to prevent the spread of monkeypox and that there are lessons to learn from the COVID-19 pandemic.
At a time where we see so clearly what happens when you're not prepared, to be unwilling to fund a full preparedness, I just find it defies common sense. The common sense we're supposed to bring to these jobs.
Vaccine supply has not kept up with demand in many places, but some federal health officials say there are enough vaccines, tests, and treatments available, and that it's up to local officials to use those tools. Colorado has reported around 60 monkeypox infections so far. A police oversight panel led by volunteers in Boulder has released its first findings. CPR's Paolo Shalsada reports.
Boulder City Council formed the 8-member panel in 2020 following a summer of protests over police brutality. In their first ever report, the committee found several complaints against the Boulder Police Department were justified, including one that alleged excessive use of force against a teenager. The report recommended BPD review several training protocols, including its policies for detaining juveniles. The department said they are considering changes to their policies, but they are not required to adopt recommendations made by the panel. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Today is going to be a hot day across most of Colorado, but possibly a rainy one as well. In Denver, the high today will be 96, and a chance of rain will come later this afternoon. In Fort Collins, the high will be 94, with a strong chance of showers this evening. Grand Junction will see a high of 93 this afternoon, and a small chance of thunderstorms as well. This hour, we're listening to 1A. It's 10:06.